good time, everybody. 'Cause the family is all in the house. We gonna have a good time, everybody.
Everybody.
Hello, welcome to another dish of Brunger Radio. Yes, the family is all in the house. We're back in Akron. That's going to be the focus of the show tonight, but we've got other stuff, lots of surprises. We're glad you're here. Cruiser Mail, I'm fired up about Akron, Ohio.
You know it.
That is our mecca.
I'm really excited to be going back. You know, there's nothing like Akron. It's so...
It's got the magic, baby. We got the Akron Civic Theater. We got history. Speaking of, we've got a lot of history tonight we'll talk a little bit about, because the purpose of the Akron event is to celebrate Rungren Radio's 12th year anniversary, but not really. It's our birthday bash, but we're really celebrating the music of Todd and Utopia. That's what it's all about, but we like to add the little Rungren Radio so we can have an excuse for a party, and that's what we're going to do. Fun stuff.
Hey, speaking of parties, we got to knock this little tidbit out before we forget. Later on this week, somebody's having a 71st birthday. Who is it?
June 22nd.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday to Todd on June 22nd. Hard to believe that Todd Stock won in Hawaii was 11 years ago.
I know.
That's nuts.
That's back when I still had some brain cells left, so I do remember a lot of it.
Yeah, we were doing the radio show at the time and did the Todd interview, which is still to date our most popular show, Todd Live from Todd Stock. Good times. Anyway, there's been several since, 2, 3, Not Away, and then, of course, all the ones this year. Good stuff. Anyway, Cruiser Mail, I know we got some people that want to ask us questions tonight. I know you want to call in. Give us a little time. We got, you know, a good 45 minutes to an hour. We got to talk about announcements and everything. So after that, we'll be more than happy to take your calls, but we'll probably answer most of your questions in this first segment. But if you got other questions or you just want to shoot the breeze, give us a holler. 646-716-9262. Just be patient with us. We got a lot to get out. We got some exciting stuff. I do want to start the show by saying something that, and I mean it sincere. I know sometimes I can be snarky or smartass. But I mean this sincerely.
What?
I do feel bad for the people that aren't going to be able to make this event. I know there's this Jeff Beck, Rod Stewart concert. People are committed to going to California. There's other things, and they just can't do it. And I'm going to apologize to them because we're going to make it tougher this evening for you. Not on purpose. It's just how this event has shaped up, and you know how we do it. We go full force, and it just happened to fall on this weekend. If we could change it, we would. Just can't do it. So my apologies to you people. We'd love to have you there. We're going to miss you.
I always get a little worried when you say, and I mean it. I mean it.
I do. There's some good people that are going to miss this thing. I hate it for them. It's a, you know, I've been in those situations where you got to make a decision and you're going to miss something. Can't, you know, can't make everything. So,
well, now what exactly, we need to make it clear, because we've done these birthday bash weekends before, and most of the time they are held over Labor Day weekend when we're in places like Akron, Ohio. But it's not Labor Day weekend this time.
No, Labor Day weekend was too early because the tour is not starting that early, and that we're going to participate in. The Todd Rundgren's going to be in, it was 50 years ago today, tribute to the Beatles' White Album with Christopher Cross, Jason Scheff, Joey Mollen from Badfinger, Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. So we got the gig set up for 9/28 with the party on 9/27, and that's just how it worked out. But, you know, we've done Ikron. That was not on Labor Day weekend in Akron. But, you know, Labor Day weekend is special because we've had the first AWATS, first Todd Healing, stuff like that. So it is a big deal. But this close, we're damn close to Labor Day weekend being in September, same month.
Yeah, it's a stretch, but okay, yeah.
It's only a couple weeks later, 2, 3 weeks later, whatever. But
right,
we've had a lot of these events, and they've always been big. and we're expecting this one to be no different. We would love to have 300 people plus as usual. So if you can make it, we're going to, if you're on the fence, by the end of this show, if you're listening, you will be off the fence and you will be buying tickets to the concert.
Yeah.
And to the party. So tonight we'll give you all the information about the party, tickets, information, everything. We're going to get into that in a minute, but Cruiser Mel, I do want to talk about a couple things, the future and the past. Soon we're going to be trying to do some more radio shows and interview some of the people involved in this White Album thing. Eric Gardner, Todd's manager, has agreed to be on. We're trying to find out some reasons, you know, why this is happening, what made Todd decide to do it. Those type of things, you know, try to meet the people that are going to be involved. Maybe if we can pull off getting them on the show, you know, the usual stuff we used to do. I was looking at stuff, getting ready for this show, going through some things on my computer and found a lot of old stuff that we did. And, you know, when you start reminiscing, getting ready for a birthday party, you kind of find stuff, start going, I forgot about that. Or that was pretty cool. I'm going to, I'm going to remind people that don't know. We got a lot of new people. But this show started, it was just me, myself, and I. I was trying to find out more information about Todd. And for a little while, it was just me doing my thing. And then Cruiser Mel was such an active caller. And such a good one, by the way, Cruiser Mel. That people wanted her to co-host. So that's what happened. And she's been, so pretty much I'd say out of the 12 years, 11 and a half or more. So, but while I was digging around, I found a clip from the second show that we did, which actually Michelle Rundgren hosted for us because I was in London at the time. And that was funny. So that was a good show. But yeah. Let's take a listen at that. I'm sorry to embarrass you, Cruiser Mel. But here we go. I'll be right back.
Let's take another call. This is area code 214. 214, what's your first name?
Hey, Michelle, this is Mel.
Hi, Mel, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm calling from Texas.
Right.
Yeah, hi, Randy and Rebop, too.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Good, good, good. Someone already took my Rebop question, so about the musical ability.
Yeah, his singing is really great. Now
I don't think I had any doubt there. One of those kids had to end up with some talent.
Exactly. I tried.
Oh, you could have rephrased that, you know.
I mean, some musical talent.
Musical talent. That makes sense.
I tried to make musicians out of Rex and Randy. They just picked up a bat. That was it, instead of a guitar.
I kind of regret it now, though.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I don't even remember Randy being on the show.
Once you started playing that, I do remember they were all doing it from the house in Hawaii, I believe.
Yeah, and there was started late. There was some kind of mess. Things were complicated early on. But I also found a lot of good clips throughout some of the years. Not a ton. I'm not going to wear everybody out. But there's some funny stuff I think you'll appreciate. And some of the old promos we did. So
hey,
lots of fun
hey,
with
hey.
That.
No. We're not just going to leave that embarrassing moment dangling out there. You know, I have some embarrassing moments on record of you.
Is that right? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. I think there's a couple. I can think of one.
Wait a second. Which one are you talking about?
You know the one with Chasm.
Now, Mel.
What?
That was a personal private phone call. I'm not supposed to play that on the radio.
This isn't real radio. We're online. We're out in the interwebs floating around.
The internet. All right, well, here's the thing. So what's tonight? Chasm's performing right now. He's not going to hear it anyway because he's at a concert in, where are they tonight? Virginia? Richmond,
yeah,
Virginia.
Richmond, I think.
All right,
Richmond.
So listen, y'all don't tell Chasm I played this, but he called recently, and I did record it. I didn't tell him, and, you know, he's probably going to be pissed. So he doesn't really say anything bad, but I know where Mel's going with this because he does kind of embarrass me a little bit. But the story is I tried to get him to bring Chasm Salt Utopia to RRXII, but it, you know, I unsuccessfully tried, and that's probably another embarrassment because Mel knows that I like to sell. So anyway, We'll play a clip. It's pretty funny. Just so we can say we're even. Fair enough, Cruiser Mel.
I don't know about even, but go ahead and play it.
All right, here we go.
Hello, it's Doug.
Hey, it's Cassie. How are you?
Good, man. The tour going well?
We only have another 9 shows to go, and, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool,
hey, I called in because I wanted to congratulate you. I heard you got one of the Beatle White Album shows.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to do our big party in Akron. Finally get to go back there. I'm very excited about it. Mel's excited about it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were going to do a party along with the show.
Yeah. It's our 12th year.
Oh.
So me and Crazy Mouth on a big party. Absolutely.
Great. That's excellent.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd would love to have you involved in that deal. But, you know, we love the beach party. We love the pajama party.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
But
a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did those during the day, though, when we had a couple of gigs. We only got one of these these gigs, so, you know, acoustic, it's a party. It's not really kind of in the realm of things for this situation, man, but I'd love to have you involved.
Excuse me, Doug? I don't remember offering. I don't remember offering to play at the party.
So
you're telling me no before I offered.
Well,
you know, I'm always interested, but you know, I understand that you want it to be a big party and it's an evening event, and you want you want the Prince tribute band there, and a lot the NXS tribute band, and the Doors and all that stuff, and the Beatles tribute band, but it's not really going to work.
Yeah, I know. So I got an idea, though.
What's that?
Why don't we do a little Chasm Salt and Utopia action?
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea, Doug, but unfortunately, to do one show like that in Akron, for me, to put it together would be a tremendous undertaking for just one show. My shows really tend to they have to be bundled together with like three or four a string of dates, like 3, 4, 5 dates to make it make sense for me. But I really appreciate the offer.
You can make it work, man. You're already gonna have Gil in town. We'll get Jesse there for you.
I'm going to have to respectfully decline. I appreciate the offer. Would be a lot of fun. I'm sure that we'd have a great time. I'm sure it'd be really interesting, and I'm sure the fans would absolutely go bananas. But I'm going to have to take a pass on this one. Thanks anyway. I appreciate you asking.
Man, you have a hard bargain. All this time, we've done all these shows together. You've been on Rundgren Radio more than anybody else. It's our 12th year.
Maybe next year. Hey, listen, I got to go into sound check right now. So I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks.
See you, man.
Bye.
No.
Oh. Are you happy now?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah. I'm happy now.
You know who he sounds like? You know who he sounded like in that? He's going to kill me, by the way. Thanks a lot, Mel. You know who he sounded like? Todd. With the old, I got to do a whole tour. I got to do multiple shows. That's the issue with the album shows, by the way, folks, if you didn't know. They want to do a bunch of them, and we can only handle so many. So I get it, but it's a shame. Wouldn't it have been cool if we could add Chasm Salt Utopia at our party? How nuts would that be?
Oh, that would be incredible. Yeah, everyone loved seeing those shows the last year or so. Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. And that music of Utopia. Oh, that's my stuff. That's my jam.
Well, if I had a little bit more time, I think I could have sold them on it. Maybe. But
I love how you're always so optimistic, Doug. That is a great quality.
Well, he did call me back.
He called you back.
He did call me back. You want to hear that part too?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Hello, it's Doug.
Doug, it's Cassim again. Listen, before I go into soundcheck, I was thinking, and as difficult as I made it out to sound, the benefits to me and you and the party far outweigh the difficulties in doing it. I'm going to bring Chasm Salt and Utopia to the Rundgren Radio 12th anniversary party in Akron on September 27th. I'm going to make it happen. I'll call Gil, talk to Jesse. I'll talk to everybody about it, and I will make it happen. You can count on Cass and Sultan's Utopia being in Akron at the Rundgren Radio Party.
There it is.
You've been holding out. That's awesome.
Surprise, everybody. We got Castle Salt and Utopia. That's legit for the party September 27th, Akron, Ohio. Get this, too, Cruiser Mel. That's what I like about it. A, it'll be in a ballroom. B, we'll be able to stand and dance and do anything we want. If you watched all the videos like Daryl's House and Iridium, you know, everybody sitting down like it's a musical or something. This is going to be a party, and we're going to have Chasm Sultan's Utopia, and we're going to be able to have a little fun with it. It's going to be epic, intimate and epic.
And we're going to have cake, of course.
We're not finished. We got much more to talk about this evening. We have other surprises in store. I don't know if they're going to top that one, but you need to stick around.
That's a pretty big one to top. I mean, telling you what, Chasm Sultan's Utopia at an RR event. Oh, like a pig in slop, I am.
That's what I'm talking about. Woo! So exciting. Very good. The chat room's blowing up. Everybody loves it. All good. So let's see. We got other surprises. We want to get that one out first so everybody could get attentive. So there we go. There it is.
Yeah, we can let everybody digest on that a few minutes. Think about it. This is Chasm doing songs from his era of Utopia, and some of the songs are not the ones that he sang lead on. So that could be a new thing if you haven't been lucky enough to see one of these shows before. They're lots of fun, and what a great tight band he's got. And I don't know if anybody picked up on it, but Gil and Jesse are in that band, so they're going to get to see them too.
That's right. Yeah, Gil's going to be pushing it, but yeah, everybody's seen him's not worried about that one bit.
No.
Not one bit. So before we do another surprise, Cruiser Mel, let's play an old clip and then do some announcements, and then we'll do another surprise and get into some more details about RRXI. So I'm going to play, so since we've already had Michelle on, let's do it again. This one is multiple Michelle promos from our early years. I don't even remember when all these happened, but anyway, I thought they were cute. So we'll take a listen to those, and then we will come back, and we'll do some announcements, and then we're going to do some more stuff that's fun. Here we go.
No, but I feel safe. I know so many people now that are on Rundgren Radio that it feels safe. Having spent a week with everybody, with 300 people, I know who you are and I feel safe. Hey, I just want to thank everybody too for like being on with us and I know you're getting something out of it too, but so are we. So thank you for everything.
Good. All of you guys.
If you're listening to Rundgren Radio, you're amongst the coolest humans or maybe aliens in the universe.
That makes me verklempt.
Oh, good times. Yeah, that was sweet. I totally forgot about that. About her talking about feeling safe amongst the RR crowd. That's really sweet.
Well, just FYI, we don't plan on having her at RRXI. That we don't know if she's touring with Todd for that time or anything. That's just a clip we're playing for fun because it's part of our 12-year history. So, Cruiser Mel, give me some announcements. What you got?
Just general announcements. Okay, we're still letting people digest on the Chasm Sultan's Utopia stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. But if you seriously just crawled out from under a rock and you don't realize that Todd is actually still on tour right now with his own show, it's just him and his band. He's got a few more shows left in this leg, and this is the one where he is, it's coinciding with the release of his autobiography that came out a few months ago called The Individualist. And so it's covering the first 50 years of Todd Rundgren, not 50 years of his musical career, but 50 years physically. So think about that. That's going up till his birthday in 98-ish. Am I right? I know, gosh. Anyway, something like that. So it's really all the good, juicy stuff from the beginning until, well, I guess Nearly Human and those albums. So that's a lot of material. It's really great. You should try to get one of these shows. He got one tonight in Richmond, and then he's going down to Florida in St. Petersburg and Orlando later this week. He's going to be in my hometown, Dallas, on Sunday, and Austin, Texas after that. Then he's going to start going west. He's going to do Phoenix, Folsom, California, and Yountville, California, and then that's it. That'll be over by 6:28. So get your tickets. Get them now.
You don't know if he's going to do it again. I would, you know, he did the Unpredictable for 7 years or whatever. It's been a long run. So love for him to continue to do these. This show is exceptional. Rave reviews. Absolutely a must-see if you're a Todd fan. It's just a great tour.
It really is. And I would hope that he'll take it back out again once he's bored, probably.
No guarantees. No guarantees.
No guarantees. So if you're in any of those cities between Virginia and California, and speak swaths, but get out and try to go see the show. You will not regret it. As we've been talking about, the birthday bash is going to be during the tour of the, what are they calling it, the White Album tribute. Well, I can't find it. It was 50 years ago today.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a fun little trip down memory lane if you are a Beatles fan at all. I think it's going to be great. And that all, as far as we know, gets started September 21st. And run.
It's going to be a little earlier than that. Yes, they're going to start a little earlier than that. They're still waiting to announce some dates and places. We just don't know where they're going to be yet. And we don't have the inside scoop, but I do know it's going to be a little earlier. And the each artist is supposed to play quote unquote their greatest hits. So I guess a two, three songs maybe, like a Ringo show would be, I guess. And then do songs from the Beatles White Album. I'm pretty confident they're not going to do the entire White Album. And so it'll be a fun show. It's cool that Todd and Joey Mahler get back together. Of course, he produced a Badfinger CD, album, whatever you want to call it, after George Harrison bolted. So, good history there.
Yeah. So, it'll be fun. They have announced tour dates, like you said, but they've also said that there will be more that will be added on either before, in the middle, after. Don't know for sure, but right now it's supposed to start up in September and go through October. But, of course, this is all a moot point because everybody that's listening is going to be going to see the show in Akron, Ohio.
We hope so anyway, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see, what other announcements do we have? Oh, I know. Cruising. I can't believe I forgot this. Todd's going to be on another cruise. This one's in February 2020, called the Rockin' and Romance Cruise. Sounds like it's going to be a good one. It's going to go to San Juan, Samana, Dominican Republic, and Labadee, which is a private island. So should be fun. And I got something. You're not a cruiser, though. You need to try it again.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to get all this stuff, dates and everything, you can go to our website, rungrenradio.com, and go to the tour page. And we got a link there that will direct you to the very thorough tour page that EJ does on her site. Make it easy on you. Just go to Rungren Radio, look for the tour page, and then you can boop, go right over there.
Oops,
so,
okay. Yep. Hey, got a notice from one of the really great fans out there, Sue Berry, earlier today. Make a note, y'all. Tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, that's Wednesday night, there's going to be an hour-long birthday tribute show to Todd Rundgren by DJ Savage Scott. And apparently the way you can get to listen to it is WVMO Radio 98.7. And you can find that on the TuneIn app, which I didn't know existed, but I went and looked at it this afternoon. It's kind of cool. So, yeah.
That's the,
yeah.
98.7, the voice of Montana. Check
it
out, folks. A little birthday tribute, yeah.
Okay.
TuneIn app. There you go. All you app
yeah.
people. Speaking of apps, Cruiser Man, I was trying to get an app for our party. I still might work on that some, but the first person I talked to is a little pricey. You know, just so everybody can know when and where to be and all that things versus
yeah.
us kind of putting a schedule out or on a board or on a website or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
that might be fantasy land. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those kind of things. They are handy-dandy, but, you know, there's still a lot of people that are old school, so it's nice to have just like a like you said, a chalkboard or something like that
mm-hmm.
to make announcements. Don't forget tonight, you know, you need to be at this place at this time.
Right. I got another clip I want to play that we did. This is a promo we had from none other than Mary Lou. And the reason it's next is because if Jesse's going to come to our party, Mary Lou might as well come to our party. And that's exactly
might
what's
going to
happen. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Arnold, Todd's longtime tour and production manager, and you are listening to Rundgren Radio.
If the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. They might as well be dead. If the rain comes.
Man, that'd be a fun Beatles song to see Todd do, but it's not on the White Album, so SOL. That is Todd, though, by the way, from the Faithful Album, but doing a Beatles song, so appropriate for the show in a way, but not 100%, because we're not
yeah.
going to
hear.
Yeah. Not going to hear.
It would be great. It would be great if Mary Lou comes. Everyone loves
She's
her.
Coming. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's surprise number two. We will have Mary Lou there with mm-hmm. Chasm Salt's Utopia. We got Mary Lou, Todd's longtime tour manager. Everybody loves Mary Lou. She's a singer as well. We'll probably sing maybe with some of the bands we have. Who knows? But
yeah.
her presence is always welcome. Everybody likes her. All good. And let's talk about the first band we've got. Well, we've got, you know, the band that'll start the party, basically, is She-Ra, Cruiser Mal.
She-Ra. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're going to debut. It's an all-female Todd Rundgren Utopia tribute band. How cool is that?
I'm pretty sure that's the only one in the world.
No
Although,
question.
Although, you know, I once said that about some of these other tribute bands for Todd, and then we found out that there were two or three just on the East Coast, two in one city. So, who knows?
I would challenge you, though, to find an all-female tribute band for Todd and Utopia.
This
you're not gonna find it. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, Chris and Mel, the bands that we've had, for the most part, have been mostly men. So this is
Correct.
An exciting time. It's an exciting time for females to see their own perform Todd and Utopia music.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to get a chance with She-Ra.
That's right.
But I'm almost thinking we need a little more progesterone in this party.
There's too much testosterone for you, Cruiser Mel.
Well, there's never too much testosterone, but we can always bring in some progesterone.
Well,
don't you
gotta,
think? Don't you agree?
Well, you got an all-female band, but I kind of hear what you're saying. I think there's somebody that would agree.
Too much testosterone. Too much testosterone. Need a little more progesterone. A little more progesterone. Got a little bit too much testosterone. Too much testosterone. Need a little more progesterone.
Progesterone. I
that
love
always
it.
Makes me laugh. It's so funny. You know who did that, right?
Yes, I do. Miss Jill Sobule.
That's right. Jill Sobule. Yeah. So, since we need some more progesterone, We're going to have Jill Sobule at the party. Boom!
Oh,
surprise
gosh,
number three, baby.
Holy moly.
We love some Jill. Jill's going to perform with She-Ra a little bit. Maybe some other surprises. Who knows? But we have been trying to get her back to something since we had her in California at the Redwood stuff years ago. She's just a blast. Great singer, fun person. And we just said, what the hell? Let's get Jill Sobule in on this action, especially with an all-female band starting this thing. Why not? Why
Girl
not get the
power.
Person who says progesterone? There you go. So Jill's going to be awesome. So
this is going to be epic. Somebody's going to have to get that on video. Drew Tamaki probably will be there. He likes to photograph Miss Jill.
Well, we don't know what she's going to be doing yet, but something. It may be progesterone. It may not. Hopefully we'll get more out of her than that. But we'll see. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So
this whole docket is getting pretty loaded here. But
getting
I don't
a little
know.
Crazy.
I think we got a couple things else planned.
Well, you know, we got some stuff. That's our big surprises for the evening. We, you know, we always got other stuff going on. But we'll talk about some of the details, too. So before we do that, I do want to mention a couple of names right quick. We got some help. So when we talk about Rungren Radio Birthday Bash, what is Rungren Radio exactly? You can define it many ways, but ultimately we like to look at it as a community. And so we have helpers. You know, you mostly got to hear from us, you know, me and Mel, every now and then co-host, whatever, some guests. But we had some help. We got some other stuff going on. So we had Michael Redman, kind of new on the scene. He's been very helpful. He's helped us get the concert date and some calendars online and helped us in some other manners to help us get Chasm Sultan's Utopia, actually, has played a role in that. So appreciate Michael Redman. We got Rick Brandt, who was the photographer at Toddstock West, is going to come to this deal and take photos for us so that we can have some really nice professional photos of people at our party. He'll be able to get those online, I'm sure, like he did for Toddstock West. Love his work. That'll be good. Kathleen Forsyth has returned to do our design for the hoodie, which there's a teaser of it you're probably looking at while you're watching this show. We'll show you the full thing later, but it's very cool. I love it.
Yeah, the cotton goodie.
The cotton goodie, that's right.
And
so,
she also is in She-Ra.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at you, Chris Mal. You're on top of your progesterone game this evening.
I guess.
Back to testosterone. We got Bill Bricker helping us out, too. Now, Bill's stuff is secret. I can't help you with that. But he's chomping at the bit to do some display stuff. So we're going to have some fun with that. We'll get involved with that at some point. But, you know, Bill's done the cutouts for us, the backdrops in some cases for us. It's just been amazing. He did our logo for us. So he's coming to the party. We got some other people coming to the party. We can talk about that maybe on another show that have been around for a while. But wanted to make sure I thank those people for their contribution so far, what they're going to be doing. And without further ado, why don't we take a little quick commercial break and come back. You ready?
Okay.
All Todd Talk, all the time, on RundgrenRadio.com. And now, here's Mel and Doug.
EJ.
Remember that? EJ, remember she had the one she goes, Rungren Radio. I got that one, too. Not here today, but we'll play that sometime, too. That's EJ, for y'all to know. Hot toddies.
I hope she and her husband, Steve, will be at the party. That'd be fab.
Yeah, I don't know if they're making it or not. I don't know. I think they're kind of on the fence, but they got, they may want to come now. Who knows? We might have sold them on it. Who knows? Hope they can make it, though. I know they would probably love to. You know, life gets in the way sometimes. I think they're doing some remodeling or something. Probably, you know, if it's anything like building a house, from what I understand, it's not pleasant.
No.
So, so not too good. All right, so let's talk about the hoodie, since we were talking about that. We're going to do it this way because I've talked to people and asked them. Some people don't like hoodies. Some people don't wear T-shirts. Some people don't like this color or that color. So we're going to make it a separate line item with the party ticket. You can get a party ticket without it, or you can get a party ticket with it. That's going to be your call. Which, by the way, Cruiser Mel, reminds me that the party theme is going to be white and black.
Okay.
So that's easy for me since I got 1,000 check outfits. But that's not why we're doing it. It's because of the White Album, because of Todd's hair, other factors. And just to be different, we're going to call it white and black, mainly because of the White Album. If you want to call it black and white, that's cool too. But we kind of did a little, you know, Kathleen came up with it, a spin on the White Album. So white and black. I like
Excellent.
It. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I do too.
So the hoodie will have, hopefully, will have a zipper, is what we're trying to do. So a zip hoodie with a design on the left chest, probably our logo. And on the back, we'll have Kathleen's work, which you have not seen all of it yet, but it'll have the list of the bands and everything. So we'll know for sure at some point what we're going to do, but we're trying like hell to do a zipper. I think that's probably a lock, but it's not, so I'm not going to say it is, but it's pretty damn close. That's what people want.
Oh, yeah.
The masses,
oh, yeah.
Anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty hot looking. Yeah.
Well, it's the right time of the year down there, up there, wherever we're going. In Ohio, it's going to be a little chilly, not too cold.
True.
It'll be almost October.
Yep.
And the hoodies that we did for last year's party were a huge hit. They were pullovers. So, anyway, exciting stuff with the hoodies. And on the hoodies will be the bands. And we have one more that we haven't discussed yet, Cruiser Mel.
Oh, gasp. I can't imagine.
If you're going to have a party, you need a party band, right?
Yeah.
So we've had a party band from the early days, and we still do, that we, of course, love to have at the parties. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we are going to have the Hermits of Mink Halloween with Photod J-Po. It's going to be awesome, and we're excited about that. So that will be our second band of the evening, followed by Chasm Sultan's Utopia. What a freaking party that is going to be.
Oh, my goodness. People are going to have to hydrate before this party.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're going to need to have some good breaks. Talk about get your legs in shape because you're going to be dancing at this bad boy.
That's right. You have to wear your sneakers. And yeah.
I mean, how much fun is that going to be? So, yeah, three bands. Somehow we're going to pull that off. Wish us luck. So that's part of the game plan. Anyway. All right, so now we know that. I want to play.
Oh,
yes?
I was going to say, it seemed like you were starting down the road where you can buy your party tickets. You can buy your party ticket and a hoodie. You can, we're going to have buses.
Yes.
Were you going to talk about that?
Eventually. I was kind of wanting to play one of our old clips for fun. To mix it up a little bit for the people that aren't going to the event. We got to throw them a bone, you know?
Okay. I'll play
all
along.
Right. So we're going to do, this was a keyboard show we did. It's the only thing we did. It was Bill Salone's idea. It's a good idea. We should probably do another something like this. So we had Greg Hawks, John Forensic, and Roger Powell on.
Uh-huh.
This clip has Forensic and Roger on it and me. I don't think Greg's on it at all. But Roger starts in. And some of the chiming in is the singing, I think, kind of part is Forensic. So I just thought it was hilarious. And we're going to listen to it, and then we're going to come back. Here we go.
Hi, this is Roger Powell. I'm friends with John Forensic and Greg Hawks, and we're going to rock your world with a collaboration on RunGrinRadio.com.
RunGrinRadio.com. Trio.
Hi,
like radio song.
This is Roger Powell. I need a haircut. Listen to RunGrin Radio. No, still not good enough.
No.
Nobody's listening. I'm trying to drive down listenership.
I love that clip. I'm trying to drive down listenership.
I totally forgot about that show. That was a fun show.
Man, those guys were on a roll. Roger Powell's a riot, man. I hate it that we don't get to see or hear from him anymore, but, you know, such is life. But anyway, I thought I'd give that for the folks that aren't going to RR side. They want to hear something different. There you go. There's Roger Powell. I got more stuff for you. Stick around. We'll give you some more treats before it's all said and done. By the way, Cruiser Mail, I've said your name about 100 times, by the way.
Anyway,
there you go. I just feel like saying it, I guess. Let's talk about the options, Cruiser Mail, that you mentioned. So we have a bus going from the hotels. The hotels are next to each other. It's the Hilton Akron Fairlawn. It's the DoubleTree next door. And hopefully you've got a room. They still have rooms. The Hilton does not have doubles. The DoubleTree, I think, still does. It doesn't matter which one you're at. You're going to have a benefit either way. What we liked about the Hilton is it's got a great outdoor pool that people liked last time, and we've got a jam room over there that we unfortunately can't get till Friday about 4:30 or 5, but we'll have it at night. We'll have it all day on Saturday. We'll have it late night so we don't bother people at the hotel. You can go party down there. You can go jam down there. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and y'all need to, if you haven't been to either one of those places, those hotels are literally feet apart. So if you're staying at the DoubleTree, you don't even have to get in your car to drive to the other one. You can just stumble across the parking lot.
Yeah, it's not
a
big
deal. It's very easy.
Absolutely. So the pricing should be, if you talk to them, it's $115 a night plus taxes and whatever else they charge for hotels these days. And now, if you want something different, like a suite or something, then that's different. I don't think the Hilton has anything left. DoubleTree may. If you want to do some kind of upgrade, I don't know what that costs. We do have some links on Facebook, but you can just call. Just look up the Hilton Akron Fairlawn and the DoubleTree Akron Fairlawn next door, and you'll be good. Or email me, Doug@RungrenRadio.com, and I will tell you where to go if you're interested in a hotel. So if you stay at the DoubleTree, you'll be where the party's going to be Friday night. But then after the party, you will not be in the same hotel as the jam room. So you just kind of pick which side you like. But you're going to be, like Mel said, feet away, no big deal. And I don't know if the difference of any hotel is better than the other, whatever. I think they're both fine. We had a good time there for the orchestra shows that we did in 2015, so we decided to go back. The buses will be picking up there and taking people to the concert on the 28th. We may do two runs. You know, if anybody wants to go early, we'll see. But we're definitely going to have them, and we'll definitely make sure they show up. We'll be all good there. If you're interested, we'll play some DVDs on them. We'll have some fun. We had a lot of people that wanted to do that, so we're going to do it. All right, so that'll be separate. So the options will be the party only, the party with the hoodie, the party with the hoodie and a bus ride, round trip, or party with the bus, or if you just want a bus pass, like you bought your party ticket and forgot and decided you want to do a bus ride, you can do that. So I'll tell you the pricing, actually, Chris. Mel, what do you think?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, if I can remember it. So if you want to go to the party, just the party, no hoodie, no bus, you want to see Chasm Sultan's Utopia, an environment you will never get to see them in before or after. The Hermits of Mink Halloween, the party band of Rungren Radio that you will love, as usual. We will get Hideaway, or they'll never get to come back to another party. And She-Ra, the debut of the first all-female tribute band for Todd and Utopia. And Cruiser Mail. We will have a cash bar. We will have appetizers, light appetizers, not a meal. You know, we'll be having some stuff out there. And yes, we'll take care of you vegans. We'll have some delicious, ridiculous, great looking cakes. Akron does it right We've used them before. People over there, they do them really nice. We've had some great cakes in Akron, really good cakes. So that'll be fun. You get some cake if you make it on time. A laminate. We'll have a cool laminate. Probably have Chasm Sultan's Utopia logo on it. Other information about the party. So you get all that stuff.
How
much?
Sounds like
a freaking $200 party, doesn't it, Krizima?
Sure does.
But we have a special price just for you if you buy now. $75.
I think that's a deal.
That's ridiculous. People pay twice that for meet and greets. And yeah, what a deal. So if you want to get the hoodie, $105. If you want to get, I'm gonna have to go look at the website.
I got it. Yeah,
you
the
do?
Party,
okay.
The party with the hoodie is $105.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The party with the hoodie and a round trip bus ride is $135.
Okay.
See, things are progressing by 30.
Still cheaper than a meet and greet. Just saying.
Yeah. Or if you don't want a hoodie and you just want a party, like it's $19.99, and the round trip bus fare, that's $105.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want the bus, $30 round trip.
Round trip, $15 each way. That's probably cheaper than Uber, and it's definitely more fun. But if you want to find a ride, save yourself a few bucks, get after it. There's lots of locals that will be there, people driving, people renting cars. But as Todd always says, not always, but a lot of his shows, find yourself a designated driver. So if you're going to be drinking at the Civic or drinking before, it's probably best that you take the bus, just saying. $30 is a lot cheaper than a DUI.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure you get to the concert in time. We'll make sure you pick you up after the concert and get you back in time to go to the jam room and party if you're a late nighter like Cruiser Mel. Cruiser Mel. Mm. She parties late, I'm telling y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. So if for these people that are listening that have never been to these functions, if you haven't been to the Akron Civic, you need to go to akroncivic.com and check this beauty out. It is phenomenal. Plus, the energy in this place with the Todd history since 1974 is just unheard of. The other beautiful thing is you're going to see a lot of people you know in the front, in the loge, on the sides. There's going to be a ton of Todd fans that you know that you've met on Facebook or you've met live at Todd Stock East, West, wherever you've been, Todd Stock. They will be there. It's going to be like a Todd show, despite the fact it's a Beatles tribute album show. And we hope we get some Monkees fans and everything else too, you know. But we're doing real well with the show so far. So if you're now interested, you were on the fence, you better go get your ticket. There's still a few in the front center orchestra. If that's too much for you and you're on a tight budget and you're not that concerned about this show, there's some $38 tickets, $58 tickets, $78 tickets. So we got as low as $38. And all of this, of course, is in Akron, Ohio, if you're living in a cave and don't know this. And you can get tickets to this gig, the gig on Saturday, 9/28, at Ticketmaster.com. Just go put in, it was 50 years ago, and it'll pull up. You can get a meet and greet, too, by the way. They still have a few left. It's $153. I don't know if they're charging Ticketmaster fees or not. As a matter of fact, Cruiser Mel, maybe we should have a contest and give one away.
I think that's pretty swell.
Mel thinks it's swell.
I
so why don't we do this?
What?
If you purchase your ticket to our party before July the 1st, you will be entered into a contest for a meet and greet at the It Was 50 Years Ago show, 9/28 in Akron, Ohio. And we will draw on the 1st, and we will devise a system that will make sure that we don't cheat or draw friends. We will just draw something. We'll have it where we can show you. Maybe do a online drawing or something.
Like a Facebook Live or something.
Yeah. Because I don't blame you for not trusting us. I mean, you should. We've had contests before, and we just pulled a name out of a hat. Roy Swanson went to Music Fantasy Camp, matter of fact. several years ago, one of our drawings. So we'll do that because I'll tell you why. I'm going to make my pitch. Get ready. It's very important that people get their tickets early for us because we got to have an amount for to know that we got enough room because we might have to limit this because we got a ballroom and a certain capacity. So that's another reason why you need to buy your ticket early. We've had over 300 at the last two parties we've done in Akron, and this room's going to maybe hold 300 to 350. So don't procrastinate if you're planning on going to this party and give yourself a chance to win a meet and greet if you're interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but it really is helpful for us to plan for, appetizers, laminates, everything. So we'll have cutoff dates for those two eventually. So just get it over with. Do it now.
Yeah. Still got a couple of weeks left. So July 1st. Remember that. Do it by July 1st.
Yep. Hey, let's speaking of Akron. So I did say Todd has been there since 1974. This is kind of hard to hear, but this is Todd in Akron in 1974 from Bootleg. Just a quick clip.
Thank you. Welcome to Akron. This is my first time in Akron. I'm sure it'll be memorable. And hopefully to make it more
fun. He was correct. It was memorable. Mott and some other people that went to that show still talk about it. It was right after AWATS came out. And who would have thought, years later, that's where AWATS debuts live, and Todd and Healing. It's been a great house for us. We love it. There's a little bonus for the people still not going to our party.
You are in pimp mode today.
I'm a pimping machine. That's all I got to say about that. Speaking of us pimp, let's do some promos, some old promos we have, and then we'll start taking calls, Chris. About what do you say?
I love those. I love our promos.
Oh, here's a good one. Check this out.
This is Colin Moulding from XTC, and you're listening to RunRunRadio.com.
So you want to tie the knot, tie it tight, don't let it rot, the memory of this day.
Chris, I got one you're going to like next, and then we're going to take calls. We said, we promised, unless we got something else, I'm missing anything. Have we covered our bases?
I think we have.
Okay.
We covered
our bases. All right. Now, I got to give a little pre-information. So our second party where we did a concert was on a New Year's Eve in Philadelphia in 2008/2009.
I remember it. I kind of remember it.
All right. It might have been 7, then 8. I don't remember. Anyway, it was a classic, really insane party. Todd was on a roll. But I know Cruiser Mel loves this clip because if you pay attention to it, you'll hear Todd go, "Let's rock." This is a boot from that party with a promo from fan Lori Stuarty, who has not announced whether she's going to our party or not, but we're going to play this anyway. Here you go.
Hello, from Lori Stuarty of Olney, Maryland, piping in to share some appreciation for Todd Rundgren's illustrious career and the good works of Rundgren Radio.
Is this a show? No! This is a party! Let's rock!
Good times.
I love that. Is this a show? No, it's a party. Yeah, dog, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember. That was actually December 31st, 2008, going into 2009. So, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so we'll take a call, and don't let me forget, I promised to play a Moogie clip. We're going to play that at some point, but we're going to take one more promo break, and then we're going to take your call on the end of that. This one is from Mr. Rundgren himself.
Something happened just the other night. I had a vision in the middle of a day dream.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Rundgren, and you're listening to RundgrenRadio.com.
In a place I've never been before, I couldn't tell if I was still awake or sleeping. I saw so many things I barely recognize. I thought that I was wrong.
I love that song.
I know. I love it.
I loved it with the orchestra. It was, what a great choice. I don't know who came up with that, but I want to thank them.
Yeah. If you've listened at all to the current DVD, CD package, whatever, from the Utopia tour last year, I play that song over and over and over again, which, you know, I'm not, I am not from that era of Utopia, but I am digging it now.
It's a great song, but with an orchestra, it's just unbelievable. But that's my opinion, and I got an opinion like everybody else. We know how that goes. There is a couple things before we take Keith's call. He's been on hold for an hour. Hello, Keith from Deltona. We didn't mention tabletoppers, Christian. We'll do the tabletopper deal for sure. We're going to be looking for somebody to head that up for us. If you want to volunteer, hit me up. Can't promise you'll get the job because it kind of depends on, I don't know what, really. But we're going to need somebody to do those because that's part of our deal. And I think we already know how many tables we're going to have based on our previous stay at Hilton. We would love for people to do buttons. We will do some, of course. You know, those are always fun part of our events. And somebody mentioned in the chat room about buying tickets tonight. We're going to have it set up tonight. So I don't have it activated. I'll wait until after the show. But write this down, or just remember it in your brain. RundgrenRadio.tix.com. That's usually where you buy tickets from. So there will be an opportunity to buy tickets for the party time. And it has all the pricing in it and all the different options. There are five options, as you just heard. So get in and get in quick.
Yeah, and make sure you read what you're signing up for, because things are sold as duos, as trios, as singles, you know.
Yes.
Just read, so, and you can do it.
Yeah. Two more things. So people were asking who's in She-Ra, because you know who's in Hermits for the most part. They may mix up some people. And you know who's in Chasm Salt Utopia. It's the second version, the one with Gil, is who we'll have. But She-Ra is, help me out, Mal, if I mess this up, Susan Leonard.
Yep.
Zan, Kathleen Forsythe, Lizzie,
Lexi
Stern, and L Crash.
Okay. Well, a couple of those ladies I did not have the pleasure of meeting at Todstock West. Apparently, I am lame or lame, as you would say.
That's correct.
I chose to go down under instead, but I'm thrilled.
All right,
they're going to bring it.
You got the best one, no doubt. Well, here's the thing. They also have Jill Sobule, which is just
ooh,
exciting.
For
just
a role.
Drew Tamaki probably didn't know what to do with himself. So I did get to see Lexi and Elle. Lexi's a great guitar player. She's badass. And Elle has a good voice and plays guitar as well. Good stage presence. They're awesome. It's going to be a good band. And I guess it goes without saying, but we have three awesome freaking bands for this party. End of story. So, I digress. Let me play. I'm going to play this movie clip because I don't know how long Keith's going to talk to us. Because he's been on hold an hour, so if he wants, we got to give him an hour. You know what I mean? So, I say that. Here it is. Okay. So, this Moogie clip has nothing to do with anything that we're doing, really. But I found it when I was looking for stuff, and it just blew me away because, you know, we loved Moogie. He was very active on the show, and it was unfortunate that his situation where he passed away before he got to go out on the road. But he did pull off getting a reunion with Todd and Todd Rundgren's Utopia, which many of us know and went to in New York, which was a big deal. But this is a conversation that we had with Moogie in 2007 before this was on the radar. So just think about that. Before Moogie was even thinking about trying to go to Todd and say, hey, you know, I need you to do this for me. So I just thought it was cool. I'm going to play it, and then we're going to take calls.
Okay, well, maybe we'll meet up again, or we'll get the word out, you know, and we can stage a reunion. But
I really wish, you know, you guys, I can tell you, I mean, just from, you know, what little I know, which isn't much, but the Utopia would be, I think it would be a big hit if Utopia got back together. I don't know what the issues are. Maybe we need to get VH1 involved. They come chase you down, make you sign the album. Try to get you guys back together. That'd be something special for sure.
Okay, well, I'm ready. I'm preparing for the day. I got my Utopia outfit here in my old Utopia makeup, and
there you go.
I have my Utopian outlook, you know.
So if you were to get back with Utopia, I'm going to ask you one more question. I'll let you run. I know you got your kid wanting to read stories. You got things to do.
Sleep now.
What is,
go ahead.
If Utopia gets back together, what song most would you like to play? And can you give us a little taste of it?
Let me see. Well, I like to play the Utopia theme. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't
say I that. Like Freak Parade. It's nice.
Yeah.
The Icon is a nice 30-minute song. I wouldn't mind playing that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff.
If Utopia gets back together, they got to do the full 30-minute version of the Icon. There's no question.
No question about it. Wouldn't that be something? You're getting everybody excited. I can tell you that. Everybody listening knows, just, you know, they want to see that. So,
woo! That gives me for Clint, too. How about that, Moogie?
I know. Hey, rest in peace, Moogie. He started this. Yep.
Yeah, but he wasn't really, I mean, he wasn't even in negotiations or really seriously thinking about it at the time. And then just a couple years later, boom, it happens. I don't think anybody saw that coming. It was just, and it's what a great. What a great story. What a great show. Good stuff, man. It was great. All right, so we'll go back to RRXII, because I'm sure that's what our call from Deltona would like to discuss. What's up, Mr. Keith? Long time, no chat.
Oh, God darn it. Damn good to hear you both.
Good to hear you too, Keith. Hi.
And, oh, Mel, we got some late-night drinking to do in a couple and a half months.
Couple and a half?
Yeah, a couple. Well, I'm fortunate. The Individuals Tour hasn't hit Orlando till this Friday night, so I get to see this tour, which, from everybody's video clips and posts, that this tour is unreal, and being a fan of Todd's music for 45 plus years and being fortunate enough to see a lot of the stuff that people are going to see for the first time, I'm still thrilled to see where he's doing a set list, set A, set songs, set B, flipping it up every night. So I don't know what the second set's going to be in Orlando, but I'm just so psyched for that. And then instead of going, well, when's the next time I'm ever going to see him again? Oh, wait, I'm going to Akron. Back to Akron. Oh, man. And Doug, both of you know, I've been waiting for this for 4 long years.
Hey, you know what? You just said that so funny. I have to. This goes through my brain. If you had won the Super Bowl, where would you go?
To Akron, Ohio, to a Todd Rundgren concert at the Akron Civic Center. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! I love it.
And I grew up having an older brother that, even though I was a mere preteen, knew the Beatles music, understood that. Grew up a huge Monkees fan, big Chicago fan in the 70s, knew Badfinger. It's just, to me, I was never fortunate enough to see the Monkees perform together. I'm hoping by just sheer coincidence and fate that some way, somehow, I will see Mickey Dolenz. Because I was a drummer as a child, played drums, learned how to play drums, not very well, wasn't patient enough to actually practice enough, but love Mickey of the Monkees. And yeah, this is going to be, it's not just a Todd event. And the fact that you threw out Kevin Sultan's Utopia and the She-Rock Band and the Hermits of Mink Halloween and the party. One thing I have to say is I wish the hoodie were a pullover, not a zipper. Not a fan of zippers, but you know what? I'm buying one anyway. If that's what you guys decided, then...
Well, hold on, Keith. Why does it need to be a pullover? I'm just curious. I don't really get, you know...
I'll tell you exactly why. As a mail carrier, in the cooler months of the year, when we have our winter where instead of a heavy coat, I have to wear a sweatshirt when we get into the 40s and 50s, a pullover doesn't interfere. The zipper interferes with my lanyard, my postal badge. And I just like a plain, I like the fabric just up front, and I like having the full pocket across the bottom as opposed to two half pockets. That's preference. Either way,
well,
it doesn't matter.
As long as you don't have a zipper problem like Ben Stiller
No. It's a done deal. And you said as of tonight, they'll be up for sale. The party with the sweatshirt.
What about it?
Doug, he's asking, are you going to have the link active tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight?
After the show.
Okay.
I already got the fabulous ready. Keith, let me address something real quick. In the chat room, Mr. Corky's brother, Chris, who said the backing band for this tour is not Rain. The musical director of Rain is the musical director of this tour. Now, in Chris's defense, the Badfinger Facebook page guy, who's not Joey, he's just somebody running for him, said that it was going to be Rain. That's what he said. He was mistaken. Rain is not involved in this tour. That would have been awesome. And that's what we thought. But that's not the case. So they just have the musical director. So Rain's involved in a sense, but the band Rain is not in on this deal, just to be clear. Back to your sweatshirt issue, or zippers.
No, it doesn't matter with just the guys from Chicago, Badfinger, the Monkees, Christopher Cross, Todd. This is playing Beatles music, the White Album, playing solo stuff. This is awesome. And the fact that you were able to pull this off in Akron, I can't wait to see people at places I love to go, like Red Robin in Independence, Ohio. I get to go to plan a weekend where I go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, the party, the concert. It's a dream weekend.
The Lockview.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So it's just the people of the reason I love going to these shows so much, the people, the locals, the Todd fan locals, plus everyone that comes in from around the world. Mingo and Drew and James Quinlan, and I could go on and name dozens, Lois Pilek and Julie and all the people that are going to be coming. It's family. It's a big family reunion, and it never disappoints. And what I had expected before you made the announcement tonight, I was already psyched. I'm beyond psyched.
We were holding this one in. It was tough. It's kind of a mind blower, really, to get Kevin Sultan's Utopia party. It's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to love it.
Yeah. And anybody
there's some talk about the band for this White Album. So even though we have booked one of these things, we don't have any clue. I've kind of heard that maybe Christopher Cross's bass player may be the bass player. We know Gil's a keyboard player. I don't know who the drummer is. I don't know if Mickey's drumming. I kind of doubt it, but we don't know a whole lot about this show yet. So we're going to try to get people on here, like the musical director, the booking agent, the creator of Flower Power, all these kind of people. We tried to get him tonight, but he was busy. It's his kid's birthday. But anyway, we're gonna try to find out more about this before it happens. Not that it matters. We all know it's going to be good. We're going to have a good time. I mean,
it's good.
I don't care
what
time you're doing. Civic, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
Yes, you're right. I just by the headlining performers, that the main stage players that will be singing the Beatles songs and their own tunes, that alone,
yeah.
Backing band, I'm sure they'll be top notch. I'm not worried about that. Everything already just announced, it's going to be phenomenal, beyond phenomenal.
It's gonna be
fun. And just being around the crowd that you know show up to the Akron shows.
Yeah,
from around the crowd there.
They bought the tickets. We're going to be good. We're going to have your typical experience where you walk in and when people turn around, you know who they are. You know, look at the upstairs.
Yeah.
The Lux is real popular.
We
almost own it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I almost picture all the fans of Joey Mollen and Christopher Cross. Even Mickey, they're going to be wondering, why do some of these people all know each other?
What the hell?
What?
Yeah.
Well,
and I will be proudly wearing some of the time over the weekend, Catio Kids shirts, proudly showing off my kitty cats.
Oh,
kitty cats. I thought you were going to wear a
ToddFans.com
shirt.
Oh, I got a whole wardrobe that's gone with me. And it's...
the theme for Friday night is white and black, FYI.
Okay. I can do
you
that.
Got white,
I
black
still
cat,
own
right?
a... Yes, I do. Yes. Another question. Okay, another question. You had... I don't recall if it was the first or the second... symphony show, the orchestra shows. We did a tour with the Civic where we got to see.
Yeah.
Any chance you could try
good.
To. Yeah, hell yeah. Any
That's
chance
good.
You could.
That's right. Yeah.
Get
so
with
Val
them
Renner
and see if
that.
You could.
They absolutely would do that if people were interested. And it's great. You know, you get to see the parrot. You get to hear the story.
Put it out there.
The haunted story, Mel.
That was – I'd love to do it all over again because that was something – just the history of that magnificent theater. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right,
write
man. Well, cool. I got some other callers, Keith. I appreciate it, buddy. And that's a good idea. We'll try to see if we can get a tour going.
Yeah.
All right, and – I look forward to seeing you guys in a few months and look forward to the next show. And, keep it on Blogspot. I have the phone number.
We'll do it, brother. All right, man.
Thanks, Keith. Have a good
great
time
night,
this weekend
guys.
At the show.
Deltona, Florida, baby. All right, so Keith had a good idea. That I don't know how we could, back in the day, for you people that weren't around, most of you were, we could walk to the venue.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the hotel we had went to hell in a handbasket. And so eventually the city's going to be built back up with a hotel. They're already redoing it. So there's downtown's better than Akron. There's just not the right hotel for us. There's a new one. Doesn't have a big enough room, but ballroom. So eventually they will, and we'll be able to do that again if we keep doing gigs there. But we'd have to figure out a way for people. I guess they could just drive to go to the tour, but it really is a cool tour of that theater's got some serious history and some fun stories, and Val is a great tour guide.
She is, and it's so beautiful and haunted, by the way. But
yes.
I remember when we did that tour, it was kind of weird. All of us, I don't know how many of us there were. There weren't a ton, but say 30 or 40 people, and I don't know. Yeah. It's almost like we were all scared to say anything. We were very reverent.
Well, but Val, if you don't know. Go ahead.
No, I just said it was so cool. What about Val?
Yeah, so Val is the one who interviewed Todd, if you've seen in our newsletter, that does the interviews for the Akron Civic, and she had the one with Todd, you know, where they're sitting on the stairs. She's still there, and she would, I'm sure, would love to take us on. But she'll probably come to our party, as a matter of fact. She usually does. So that's
she
fun.
Does.
But I got to tell a story real quick, then we're going to take a call from there. You go 978. So the first time we did a gig in Akron was A Wizard or Two Star Life. And Mel and I did not want to know anything about it. We wanted to keep it, you know, like these set lists for people. We knew what the set list was going to be, but we didn't want to know about the show. But for some reason, I had to go over to the theater during sound check. I think it had something. We, believe it or not, like, we did merch. We actually made the shirts and stuff. Whew, what a crazy time. But anyway, I remember going in, and I just happened to look at the stage, and I see Todd in that fat suit that he did. And that's all I saw, and I thought, what in the hell have we got? I was like, what is going on? Anyway, ended up being great. So sometimes I don't know. That was great. That's a very clever thing Todd did. Anyway, let me get this call here, because you are tired of hearing us talk. I'm sure 978, you're with us.
978's on?
Yeah.
That's
right.
The sun will come out tomorrow, and I'll get
Lord.
To sing with Mel tomorrow.
I don't know.
It's
a bad connection. I don't think we have a good connection at all. I think we need to disconnect.
Well, I just can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to getting to go. I know I was there last year in spirit, but it's not quite the same as being there in person. And
Kevin Wall.
I'm just excited beyond words, I guess.
Good.
I'm a little disappointed you're going, because I kind of like holding up the little fans with your face on them, but, you know, I'll get over it.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I was literally in tears watching it unfold, and it was just amazing. So,
well, it's
going to
be fun. I'm glad you called.
See some stuff about. What's that?
I said, go ahead. Sorry.
Are we going to put together a little music on Saturday as well?
Right,
you
so
mean like in
that.
A jam room?
Yeah.
Jam room
like
is available.
In the afternoon or something, I heard. Like, are we going to do something before the Rungren?
All right, so here's the deal. And I'm glad you called, because I had this written down to talk about this. Because we have left this out, Mel, way too much. The importance of the jam room. So the jam room has multiple purposes. One is that we don't disturb other hotel guests. So if you want to drink and party, or want to not drink but want to talk loud, whatever, you have a place to go in the Hilton down in the basement. Unfortunately, we can't have it until 4:35 on Friday. So there'll be a little time Friday before the party, but not a lot. After the party, we can go down there and stay as long as we want. So any musician that wants to come up with a plan to perform has the right to do that. And, you know, however you want to work that out, which usually seems to take care of itself. Then on Saturday, we have it the entire day, 24/7. So if we want to, I'm not going to say we, because that's me and Mel. If y'all want to, you musicians, want to organize some kind of function or music thing, go for it. It's all good, because it's ours the whole time. We'll have to have somebody though in charge, you know, to make sure we lock it up if somebody's there, because of the gear and stuff. That can be you, Kevin, or somebody, Joel, somebody like that. And, you know, there's so many opportunities to do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of the people, you know, Mary Lou or Jill Sobule or Chasm or somebody goes down there and wants to get in on it too. It's just a great room to do whatever the hell we want and not disturb other guests. Play music, talk loud, whatever it is you want to do. Boom. There it is.
Boom.
Awesome. All right, we'll
You've
figure something out.
Yeah,
I have.
Same room where we
that's
had the
where we saw, That's where Chasm played the concert, and then we had a jam down there. Yeah.
Yes, exactly what you said.
I remember that.
Yeah, so it was we're very thrilled with that. We learned our lesson on that in Rockford.
Oh, my Lord, no. Yeah,
we were
on
the verge of throwing us out in 2015 because we were partying in the lobby and they just weren't too happy with that. So
they had it
wrong.
They had to close it at noon or something.
I don't know. I don't want to end up on live PD. So no, we got a jam room this time.
Joel and I will actually get together on it. We talked about a throw money unplugged thing. So
question.
We'll have a huge pool of characters to play. So.
Good.
All right, I'll get off the phone and let somebody else grab you.
Thanks,
you
Kevin. It'll be so good to see you again. I'll even serenade you, and you can film me if you want.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Kevin Wall. The return of Kevin Wall. He's still on.
Well, it would be great to hear from somebody who might be in She-Ra. I'd like to hear a little more about this band, if we could. I know Kathleen Forsyth is in the chat room, so she must be listening.
Kathleen, Susan, Lexi, whoever. Joe.
I want to learn more about this girl band.
What you want to know? I can answer.
I just want to know how this came about, how they're going to rehearse. That'll be an interesting thing, because they're from all corners of the world, for goodness sakes.
That's correct. So primarily the way it came about was Todd Stockwest. All of them, to my knowledge, performed there. Somebody, I don't know which one of them, came up with the idea. And once I heard it, I loved it. So that was good. And then we have a room for them to rehearse on Thursday and Friday. And they're all learning their songs. So like the rest of the fan bands, they'll figure it out. You know, it's not the dream scenario. But I don't have any complaints so far with any of the bands.
Well, no. The ones I've seen perform in person and on video or whatever, they seem to know what they're doing. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Well, they have to remember this. It's not a show.
It's a party. Let's rock.
Quote, Rodger, let's rock. All right, we got a call coming in. Well, how did we not get that call before? 816.
Hello. Hey, Doug. This is Chris Williams.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Have you been home for 30 minutes?
No, actually, I just wind up listening via the telephone. It's a little easier than.
Okay.
Yeah. I just figured if you wanted to talk to somebody who was sober.
Please. Somebody that won't talk about horses. That'll be good.
No problem. Well, it sounds like a heck of a party. So.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Are you coming?
I honestly don't know. You know, just depends on whether or not I'm. Available at the time, because I've got just keeping my head above water. You know how it is.
Well, I know Corky's planning on coming, so y'all usually do stuff together, right?
Yeah. But I know I've got.
I said, come on.
See how it goes. But it does sound like an amazing bunch of bands that you'll have there. So, anyway.
Wow.
Well, very
Rick's
cool.
Got a nice little chat room, you know.
Oh, Lord. Do not
luckily,
answer.
I can avoid it. Boom.
Don't answer that area code.
All right. Hey, Chris. I got a bunch of calls. So,
no problem.
You got
all right. Talk to you later.
You got anything you want to ask?
Nothing special. Nope. Nothing particular.
Good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yep.
Peace out.
Hopefully see you soon.
Chris Williams, brother of Corky Lee. All right, so let's play some more stuff. Oh, I got a Greg Hawks promo. Hold, please.
Hi, this is Greg Hawks, and you're listening to Rundgren Radio.
Yes, I do. Not tonight.
That's a nice job, Todd, in the cars, putting that together. All right. I'm in a pimp mood, so I'm going to pimp. You ready? I have a show more than somebody else did. Here we go.
It's every Todd song ever made, and then some. Streaming live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the world. All Todd all the time.
Hello, it's me.
Hi, I'm Todd Rundgren.
The Todd Rundgren Music Channel on ToddFans.com.
Cool,
I believe. Yeah.
Al will be at our event, the owner of that site. All right, 508, Kathleen Forsyth, She-Ra is with us. What's up?
Yo.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi. Beautiful design you did.
How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
What's up?
So, not much. You know, getting late over here.
Yes.
Well, tell us what you know about She-Ra.
Okay, so like Doug said, that it kind of started at TSW. And there are a bunch of people, and we started just picking songs to play, or everybody was, you know, rehearsing different songs on their own. And then when we got together and we started to rehearse and tried to see what songs were going to fly, at one point I noticed, like, oh my God, they're all women on stage except for Tim Minor was on drums. And I thought, wait a second, because we had just met Lexi and Elle and Zan, and that was a lead guitar, and that was a rhythm guitar, and that was keyboards, and I said, oh my God, we have an all-girl band here, except for the drummer, but we've got Susan, and so that's kind of like how the whole idea started, and so that's how it happened. So we first, you know, really tried to get the players together, and Lizzie plays bass, and so Lizzie and I will tackle that together, and so, you know, we've got a bunch of players together, and we thought, why not just have an all-girl cover band for a change?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing.
I love it.
It'll be fun. So we're just, you know, now that we've got this new info about Chasm Sultan's Utopia playing, now we can really get down and hone in on our set list and start practicing.
Y'all are going to be a great band. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll figure out what to do with Jill and how it's going to tie in. It's going to be a lot of fun. What a good show.
Fun is the word. That is the word. Fun.
Yes.
Yay!
Yep.
Yay!
So, yeah. So,
everybody needs to show up at the party on time.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what time it even starts yet.
No, but actually, we've got a full night, so we're going to have to get you guys started, and we want a crowd there, and they're going to love you.
Yeah, we don't
want
to go.
So
I'm thinking, like, Chasm started at 10, so Hermits would need to start probably at about 8. She-Ra would probably start at about 7, something like that. 6:37. What do you think? 7 o'clock.
That sounds good. Yeah.
You gonna tell us your set list?
Give people enough time to get like really loose, you know, and
yeah.
Cocktail hour.
We have all that. So,
yay.
You gonna tell us your set list?
Come on.
No. Can't know that.
It's just a test. Of course you're not going to tell us. Come on now.
Of course not.
That's awesome. I'm excited about it. We're good. She-Ra. Y'all going to do like, you going to dress up like She-Ra or have a logo? Or?
You know, we've been tossing, well, we were tossing ideas around back when we were almost going to play in New York. So we were tossing ideas around then, but we haven't had a chance yet. But, yeah, we've got to do something, right?
Yeah.
We've got to have some sort of visuals. That's for sure.
True that. Yeah. Man, you had to bring up New York, didn't you?
Sorry.
I had to bring it up.
Yeah, but that's what got us started, though. That was the impetus for She-Ra, so...
That's true.
There's
that's
always
true.
A that silver been, lining.
That would have been a pretty cool party, actually. The the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame effed that up. But, you know, that's nothing new. They do a lot of that.
Exactly.
So, that was a shame.
So,
y'all are going to have a good time coming up with your choices for a set list.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yay. Good girl power.
There's a lot to choose from, you know? So there's no shortage of good tunes.
No, not at all.
And so we'll coordinate with J-Po and, you know, make sure we're not being redundant. And so we'll just try to get a good mix of cool party songs.
Yeah, no pressure opening for Chasm Sultan's Utopia or anything like that.
Right? I'm telling you, of all the people that you would, like, have come to this party, the bass player, Todd's
bass player, I didn't think of that.
Gonna be, oh, he always, like, gives me the hairy eyeball, like, right before I'm going to play. He'll, like, point at me and, like, you know, I'm watching you, you know, and he'll... Yeah, so I got that going on, too.
He'll probably be rehearsing a little bit while y'all are playing, so maybe you want, maybe, you know, maybe a bit lucky.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, definitely. Or maybe he'll be out in the lobby or something. Totally.
Anyway, we love this.
All right.
I mean, have She-Ra, have the permits, and have... I still can't believe we got Chasm Soul Utopia. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be such a different vibe to have them with just our group in a ballroom and not a stuffy venue. It's going to be awesome. Absolutely.
Really cool.
Yep.
Totally.
And then, if that's not enough for you, just go to the jam room. No big deal. All good.
Exactly.
Plenty of stuff going. Yeah. So are you coming
Very
in Thursday
good.
Or Friday?
I'll be there on Thursday. We're all going to try to get there on Thursday so we can rehearse.
Yeah.
Because we'll all be practicing virtually, individually, and that'll be Thursday will be the day that we get together and see what we've got. So, again, it's all in fun, and it's a party. So...
Not a show. It's
you know,
a party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good attitude. We like it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Great
right.
show. And
appreciate
thanks
you calling
doing
in. Good.
Thanks for putting together this amazing weekend. I'm so excited. And my sister Sharon is finally able to come to something. And because she had some like major health junk last November. But she's back, and she's so excited about coming and seeing everyone. And she's thrilled that it's in Akron, which is close to Chicago. And so it's going to be epic for sure.
Super.
I'm glad she's back. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. It's going to be really fun. All right, good deal. Thanks for letting us know about She-Ra.
Okay, guys.
Kathleen, thanks for the artwork. We'll see you. Peace out.
Bye.
If you like your Todd a little obscure, you know, live recordings, productions, unique recorded Toddities. Well, me too. If you're like our over 2,000 existing members, then come and join the Todd Rundgren Obscure Recordings Facebook page. I guarantee you'll hear something you've never heard before. Come on, let's get obscure.
All right. Facebook peeps, go check out the obscure page. I think
no,
that
that's really actually that's a really nice page. I like it.
Oh, it's fun. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Tell you what, I think we need to wrap this up. I'm gonna just put it out there. I'm so looking forward to seeing Fix Your Gaze live. I like it when Secret Society does it. It's awesome. I'm gonna like it when Chasm Salt meets up. It's just such a good song. In my
so you're
opinion.
Just gonna you're putting it out there, hoping it gets played.
Putting it out there. I love Fix Your Gaze. Absolutely. Drew Tamaki's asking for trouble. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Eh.
All right, folks. We're not gonna take any more callers because we had some freaks calling, talking about horses and other weird things.
I figured out how to delete them, so it took me a little bit. But I figured it out. Yep.
Oh, that's kind of entertaining. All right, wait. He's 386 is Del Pomer, right? Yeah.
I think.
Okay. All right, everybody. You figured it out. We got Chasm Salt and Utopia. We've got Jill Sobule coming in. Mary Lou Arnold coming in. We got the Hermits. We got She-Ra. We're going to have a good time. We're going to start ticket sales tonight, runrunradio.tix.com. Just a matter of time.
The theme is white and black.
That's it.
You buy your party ticket by July 1st. You will be entered to win a meet and greet.
You might. Yeah. We love you. Good night.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Rundgren, and you're listening to RundgrenRadio.com.
You are the creme de la creme, my friend. Well, thank you so much for your support.